want the absolute best for that person. Right. And I guess I just got lucky because it did include me. But that's what this is about. Like the one of the lines is, "Tell me one thing you'll become when I don't watch over you fly anywhere on earth."
It works.
If you didn't have me,
it works.
To deal with or to
testes
put up with,
1-2
what would you be doing?
Testicle 1-2
be doing?
The Reverend is in.
Is there something you're excited to do?
The Reverend will be broadcasting in about 2 minutes.
That kind of thing.
Tapers, just, relay broadcasters.
I think a new formula is going to be explaining the songs by saying the lines.
The Reverend is in. Reverend Bookburn broadcasting
line by
like
I know,
a minute
right?
or so.
Fran and I having flashbacks to hurts. Sophomore year of writing classes.
You guys were in class together?
No.
Greetings and testing 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and on. Yes.
Yeah, well, it's very
so
well similar.
The same kind of
I am testing out my new computer's recording capability for a microphone, and it appears to be working. Yeah. Everything
Fran
seems to be A-OK.
Now
on with the Reverend is in. Now in progress.
Looks like I really learned a whole lot. I'm like, so what's this song about that you wrote that nobody knows nothing about? I don't know what it's about.
So it's kind of like a love song.
Yes, this is. I mean, a lot of them are.
A lot of love on the album.
Yeah, there's a lot of love on the album, man. It's just I just don't like love songs in major keys a whole lot of times. It's just, I don't know, if you have like pop.
It's in your Air Supply.
Yeah, you can't do that. There's an awesome quote with I read years ago, and it always stuck in the back of my head, with Trey Anastasio from Phish, and he said that when he was writing the songs and their lyricist was writing, that he always thought it was cool that he would take this song in a major key. And it would just be this smiley, happy, dancey kind of song.
Yeah.
And then if you combine that with super dark lyrics that are it's a really cool contrast.
Yeah.
And that's always stuck in the back of my head. So it's like, if you're gonna take like, you know, a love song.
What's like Eric Clapton? You look
good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is God Speaks to Bush Live. And that's right, the animated Master of the Universe is here to be a live guest.
And it's like the most popular, one of the
because
most popular songs ever.
Because he... Yes.
And it's really about... Eric
yes, I capitalized your pronoun. He wants to talk directly and publicly through the cyber church and through internet radio and independent media. To George W. Numbnuts Bush,
the
war criminal, the corporate hoe, the Enron stooge, the piss poor impersonator,
a
Forrest Gump, and God wants to talk to him, so we're going to let him have his say tonight, and lots to cover, and lots of tunes. We're going to start with...
Whatever.
A band that
the album ends on
we were just turned on to by the band itself via the publicity that we get through MySpace.
Absolutely.
This is a band from Arizona, and they are called Unfair, and this track is Leader of the World.
Yeah. is Dr. Laura Hoare saying I hope you all have a fine Thanksgiving and that your bird is stuffed well. Did you notice, even though my dear President Bush threw Rummy off the ship, that he told him, don't float away too far, Rummy. I still have a Presidential Medal of Freedom to pin on you. Yes, sir, I'm starting to get suspicious about every time he opens his mouth and says, you're doing a fine job, that it's like the mafia kiss of death. Not long after he utters those words, baby, you're gone. So let's get back to the fun stuff. Tomcat getting married in Italy. That's important news, isn't it? But besides that, let's just remember, if Jeffrey Dahmer had been a Republican, I'd have had to tell him to stop having dinner with young boys. We lost everything. Get to all this.
suspect.
Fly.
So I don't know where he is. Or, you know, I just don't spend that much time on him.
Fly.
I want him, you know, I want justice. Dead or alive.
Fly.
Direct connection between September the 11th and Saddam Hussein. War is my last choice. We're to smoke them out. Bring them on. You think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place? A wiretap requires a court order. Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction. Although we have not found stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction, that much of the intelligence turned out to be wrong. No one can now doubt the word of America.
Now let's impeach the president for hijacking our religion and using it to get elected.
I just want to thank God for coming on the show tonight, if he did in fact come, and I'm elated to be talking to Reverend Bookburn and God in this studio. It's a very warm feeling, and I want to play a couple of songs that I think he would approve of by a long out of print CD release from DOA in Canada. This is from their Festival of Atheists CD on Sudden Death, label suddendeath.com. And we're going to play two tracks back to back. The first song was intended for the Christian Coalition and other American Christian Taliban organizations, entitled If There's God, and the second track was written for the anti-abortion terrorists and Al-Qaeda clones who were bombing and killing at abortion clinics, and that is called A Gun and a Bomb. This is Halliburton saying, from the Festival of Atheists CD, this is DOA.
We'll be right back.
Torture and murder.
Okay, we're celebrating another thing besides the coming of God, which I'm trying to graphically visualize, but exactly how he comes, but we covered that on last week's show pretty well when we did O Come Like Old Faithful. But in addition to celebrating the coming of God on tonight's show, we are also celebrating the show this past Friday night here in beautiful Philadelphia, of one of the most kick-ass shows in ages. It was headlined by Leftover Crack, and actually every band just blew the fucking roof off the building. Leftover Crack was incredible. Witch Hunt was the same, and the band before them, Mischief Brew. And there were two other bands, one of which I missed, the other one, to my embarrassment, I cannot remember their name, but it was an awesome night, old and new book burners. And let's see, another radio person. And so we're going to celebrate that show tonight. We're going to play during this set. We're going to introduce you to Mischief Brew, if you're not familiar with them. And we'll play two tracks from them. This is from their CD, Smash the Windows.
You know what else I think of George Gibbon? Bushel of Booches.
And having fuel.
Yeah, if you just tuned in, folks.
Like the postman, he brings me piratical rag. I beg, the neighbors are wondering what I got in this bag. They say the city virus broke its borders once again. Fell down the lane path to Panorama, where the doors are locked at 9. Every creek is like cannon fire. Up on All Saints Eve. Yeah, never know, a devil might be waiting there to steal your TV. As he sits to watch a story about another robbery, turns on a light to stave off thieves.
lullaby. Play a hero, John Wayne. Put guns in our living rooms. Gates round our names. Give us a face to join up and hate. Keep tiny town pure and safe. Behind these bolts, there's a brewing revolt and it rusts. Hit every one of us behind these bolts. There's a brewing revolt and it rusts. And you go through these dusty blinds. Peasant pick a profit. Dozen dimes of downfall. The marble floors are cracking like the plaster on the walls. Paper thin foundation, gambler, let it ride and roll. So why are we so shocked when the magic house is over and blown? So better start your praying, preacher. Better start your saving, for the devil gets his share. Run and take cover, cause it's really coming down out there. With your candles, cans, and matches, watch the wheels turn back into squares. Through the concrete ground, swirling the walls, and it's just a matter of time. And if we got the global joystick, long may the cockroach thrive. Simulation cities and computer power.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at radio4all.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptist. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
He's the name of the all of Nishnay, Mazenishitis, and Earth Network, Earth Nyasti, Seops, Elfwish, and all Elfwish Dagrafwit.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. You heard Mischief Brew doing Citizen Drive, Lightning Knock the Power Out. Before Mischief Brew, you heard Void Control doing Hallucinations of Romance. DOA did If There's a God and A Gun and a Bomb from the Festival of Atheists CD. Neil Young did Let's Impeach the President. Anthrophobia did Half Annihilated. King Crimson did 21st Century Schizoid Man. Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com did Dr. Laura Hoare, November 2006 version, and started off with Unfair doing Leader of the World. And this is the live intro. Thank you, Mr. Scott, for the recording of the sound effect laden recording of the shit that I was saying pretty much every show anyway. On the next Reverend Is In, It will be 2 weeks from tonight. We are unable to broadcast next Sunday. So in 2 weeks, August 17th, the theme will be Martha Stewart's Etiquette Guide for Mopping Floors with Your Pastor's Ass. And in late August, we will be celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Yippie Festival of Life in Chicago from 1968, and that is going to be a show to remember. And flashing a lot further ahead than that, in November, we will do another sacred tradition. We will be doing Erection Day and Happy Spanksgiving. Of course, we will do the Reverend's annual Holiday Tree and Balls special around the holidays. And in January, it's turning into a series. It's already growing larger than fuck, and it's several months away. But in January, around Inauguration Day, we will begin a series, The Trial of George W. Bush, meaning, of course, the trial that should happen. And actually, I think there is a book coming out on the subject by Manson prosecutor Vincent Bugliosi on the case against George W. Bush for putting him on trial for murder and war crimes. And I think he's a good person to be the prosecutor because since he did so well in the case against Little League murderers way back when, now I think he's graduated, had a lot of experience, wrote the perfect OJ book, and now he's ready for the big leagues of murderers and massacrists and genocidists and war criminals. So I hope he gets an opportunity to be the prosecutor in a real case. But before that, we will be doing the case that should happen, and that is in January. We are kind of getting out of the fantasy stage and into the how we going to do this stage for doing the first either film or at the very least video project for The Reverend Is In, and that is entitled Wrapped Smear, which is from Rapture and Pap Smear. And we already have some interested parties and some people, thanks to all the MySpace publicity, who work in film. And so it's still kind of in the zygote fetus stage, but we'll keep you posted. We're still going to say it early, nonetheless. And I think if we keep generating enough excitement about it, it'll continue to progress forward and fall into place and turn from fetal to born. Speaking of publicity and MySpace and all of that, I don't know why it's happening, and I'm sure it's not necessarily because we're doing a Chicago-themed show 40 years after the Yippie Festival of Life, but hello to all the people in the Chicago area and Ohio who've been becoming book burners. Welcome. And hello as well to the West Coast in USA, Vancouver in Canada, Amsterdam, and New Zealand. And it must be weird fucking times, as in time zones, like to kind of catch the show. But thank you, welcome, and hope you can stay awake. And we got plenty of tunes. And if people can gather around for days to see a hallucination on the side of a wall or in a porta potty or on a piece of toast, then I think you can wait around and stay up or put off going to work or school or anything else for a little bit longer to hear God speak. And he's going to after the second set. And a big thank you to a lot of people who worked on the show, including Nancy from Murgatroyd Productions. And we didn't get it in time for this show, but we're going to have a play about God written by her, and it's brief. It's short enough for radio, and that's forthcoming. Since it's not on the show, probably one of the next two or three shows that we do. And speaking of film and productions, if you go to myspace.com/ReverendBookBurn, in the Reverend's Friends, some very interesting items worth checking out, including the Battle in Seattle film about the Seattle 99 protests against the World Trade Organization, and the despicable corporate media film that is being produced for the mainstream audiences, as well as Martina's sex tape, and the Patti Smith documentary that's coming out this autumn, a film coming out by Bill Maher that I think is called Religiosity or Religiousness, something like that. A film coming out by Larry Flint, which is going to be great and worth seeing and recommended, no matter what some buffoon tells you about him, entitled The Right to Be Left Alone. And I don't know if this is even worth mentioning after his World Trade Center movie, but Oliver Stone is doing a film about W. Bush. And that looks like something that is very possibly something that's going to suck. But we don't know yet, but we will keep you posted. And we might even see it, so you don't have to. Okay, let's see. We announced the shows. I did want to talk about another subject that is only funny because it's true. Like, if I made this up, it would be one of the dumber jokes. But this is for real. And these are definitely the retards of the month. Daryl Alexander, who heads an organization called Pray at the Pump, where they go to gas stations in St. Louis and pray for the prices to go down. And of course, it affects nothing. As we've said many times, and what the Reverend can offer you from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, only two things matter, whether it's personal or political, and that is ideas and action. And of course, prayer is neither of those. It's like this kind of mental masturbation that affects nothing. And so these people are definitely retards of the month. Daryl Alexander and Pray at the Pump. Ideas and action are what matters, as we've covered many times. So they'll have to start listening if they haven't been. Okay, talked out already. Let's see, a big shout out to the people who've also helped with the show. Nancy from Murgatroyd, I already said. Hippie John, Hippie Margie, Jennifer Agent, Serfina, Betty Lee, Amber, Dope Sick Girl, Pastor Rex Cat, who did an incredible job. Editing and enhancing the voices from last week's show, which is available at radioforall.net. Today's posting at reverendbookburn.com also has a direct link to last week's show, which recorded beautifully and was incredibly edited by Pastor Rex Cat. Oh, Come Like Old Faithful, with Goddess Kitty and Master Debater as live guests. Okay, now I am talked out. God is being very patient, and he is into speaking to George W. Numbnuts Bush. So we will talk about his addressing of Bush. Now, he wants to be speaking to Bush. So if he uses the word you, it is directed to the war criminal and third generation corporate criminal and genocidist. So you means Bush, not you, the listener. So let's play a track. Let's play another set of tunes, and then we will present God. This is from the Hempilation Benefit CD. This is Sublime doing Legalize It.
Yeah. something in your pants that can't be real. Don't hold back, baby, tell me what's the deal. I gotta move in closer and cop a feel. Oh my, you got something with mass appeal. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants. If there's a housing crisis and there ain't any more, need a place to go, you gotta open the door. Wanna save the night? Pull up the floor. Wanna feel alright? Party galore. You got a tense gig going in France, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. The kids need some new romance, baby. Come on, let's take a chance. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. I'm inviting Shirley, Connie and Dean. Girls and boys everywhere wanna make the scene. There's a pole in the middle and it's made out of wood. We should all dance around it, you know that we could. Stop the pole dancing,
sliding up and down.
Get to romancing,
down to the ground.
Stop the pole dancing,
sliding up and down.
Get to romance,
dance down.
The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. Lick the pole when it's cold and your tongue will stick. So keep the party pumping and thumping and shit. Rubbing the club, legs in between. Loving the scrub, keeping it clean. We're gonna wash that pole. We're gonna wash that pole. We're gonna wash that pole. Scrub that pole. Wash that pole. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. I got a sorgasm. Hurts so good, 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 I got a sorgasm. Hurts so good. Hatred
This is Dr. Gree talking, and I am proud to exploit well-meaning people who support my clinic. I'm proud to run a filthy establishment and make racist jokes and laugh at poor women and those who depend on Medicaid. I like saying fuck you to people who have worked for me for pathetic wages. I loved scheming out patients with my hairy chest and gold coins and gold chains in their faces. And I love this next song by 999 entitled Homicide.
Don't cast aside. years of misery, of torture in my name. Hypocrisy made paramount, paranoia of the law. My name is called religion, sadistic, sacred horror.
Okay, we started celebrating the August 1st show at the Trocadero in Philadelphia.
This is called On the Road.
Headlined by Leftover Crack. And also on the bill was Mischief Brew, who you heard before. And just before Leftover Crack took the stage, we got local favorites Witch Hunt. And so now we're going to play some from them in celebration of such a phenomenal show. And this is from Witch Hunt's CD entitled This Is Only the Beginning. We'll play a couple of tracks because they're short. This one is entitled Legislative Bodies, Legislating Bodies.
Yeah.
heard Witch Hunt doing legislative bodies, legislating bodies, access denied, on my honor, and a war on reality. Before Witch Hunt, you heard Motorhead doing Orgasmatron. 999 did Homicide. Stiff Little Fingers did Alternative Ulster. Robbie Fulks did God Isn't Real. Peaches did Fuck or Kill. And Tent in Your Pants. And started off with Sublime doing a Peter Tosh cover from the Hempilation Benefit CD, Legalize It. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is God Speaks to Bush Live. And that is about to happen. That is moments away. And I want to say that we at The Reverend Is In did in fact report God to the Department of Family Services for neglect, because even though his kinky foot worshipping son wasn't a minor, still their criteria is that if there is harm being done to your offspring and you have the knowledge of it and the power to stop it, then get your thumb out of your ass and protect him instead of just sitting there or whatever he was doing. And I don't know, what do you guys think he was doing? Great, asking Pastor Whoremaster or John the Craptist. And, okay, making popcorn. You thought he was making popcorn while watching him give a movie fodder to, what was it, the passion of the anti-Semitic drunk driver, Mel Nimrod Gibson. Okay, making popcorn is one idea, and oh, it could have been anything. I could imagine somebody running up to him and telling him about it, and him saying, don't bother me, I'm shitting out another galaxy. But regardless, there was no family services investigation, and so maybe he can comment on that, like, what the fuck were you doing, like, while all this was going on, or at least in fantasy and myth lore, when that was going on with your kid being snuffed. And here he is. Hope I'm not offending you now that I see you and hear you like people who see and hear things every day. And feel your awesome power in this room. Hope I wasn't offending you. Hope you have a sense of humor. And I know you do. And welcome to the show. You don't really have to answer any of these questions. You said you wanted to be on the show and that you wanted to talk to Bush. So why don't you just take over and say what you have to say.
I am here because there is no measure of embarrassment greater than having the biggest dipshits of your species acting as my representatives and acting in my name. And I don't want everybody else to believe this shit. So, even though I usually don't intervene or respond to requests, I'm not a DJ, or answer people's pleas, or pretty much do anything about anything, I do want to, for once, explain and clarify things. First being that I do not, repeat, do not give a flying fuck about fetuses. I do not care who masturbates or how they do it. I do not hate gay people. Even my son is bisexual and polysexual. I do not want to hear that you recovered from your pathetic addictions because of my power. You did not recover from a higher power any more than you recovered through Reverend Noon. So get fucking real. You made yourself recover, but your fantasy of my intervention gave you permission to give yourself permission to progress forward and crawl out of your own quicksand. So you did it. But I digress, because those things are secondary to what is really important. I don't care what music you listen to. I don't care what your taste in books, magazines, or movies are. I don't care about good, wholesome, consensual adult smut. In fact, I even like pornography. There's even some tapes of my son, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the biggest assholes of your species passing themselves off as my representatives to be the ultimate conquerors, the ultimate economic exploiters, the ultimate killers, the ultimate torturers, the ultimate spies, the ultimate Nazi types, the ultimate lust for blood and oil and greed, the ultimate corrupt corporate whores, the ultimate war criminals, the ultimate genocidists, and saying that I condone them. This man is not necessarily at the front of the pack because he's way too much of a fucking moron, but he is the figurehead. He is the simpleton savant figurehead and a piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump at that. But George W. Bush comes from a long line of blood. He and three generations of male Bushes before him each have 175,000 times more blood on their hands than Manson and all of the combined serial killers of the last century, plus more. They could start a fucking river with the accumulated blood. And rather than speak about them, I want to speak to him. I know that he is aware of the show because of those fucking spies from the Fatherland Security Department. And I know that he is a dumbass enough to listen to it as soon as he heard that I would be appearing on internet radio to speak to him. And plus, I have my own surveillance and spy capabilities, so I know that he is listening, and I want to broadcast from here in Philadelphia at Radio Volta / Philadelphia Independent Media Center / Lava Zone and speak directly to the numbnuts himself. George Dumbass W, you and your family are the ultimate failures of the human species. Yes, you have the arrogance of power and privilege to laugh off the pain, the criticisms, the exposure of millions worldwide. But now, this is coming from me, and I repeat, you and your family of generations are the ultimate failures of the human species. Your grandfather, Prescott Bush, also in my name, was a banker and financier who, like Henry Ford and many others from corporate America, financed the rise of the Third Reich in the name of fighting communism until your own nation joined in the war. Your father, also filled with bloodlust, was the head of the CIA before he became vice president and president. And he was the head of the CIA during violent military overthrows of democratically elected governments, most notably in Chile, where tens of thousands of civilians were murdered, many people tortured, including folk singer Victor Jara, and the president himself, Salvador Allende. Your father was also one of the kingpins in the Iran-Contra disaster, which should be exposed and read about in detail by everybody who is still naive enough to think he was just a little innocent oofish bozo. And your brothers are piss poor failures. Jeb, twice guilty of election fraud and all kinds of corruption and scandal. And your brother Neil, who has managed to stay out of the public light after both of your stolen elections, who became famous for ripping off billions of dollars, more than virtually every street criminal in America combined for decades. Billions of dollars ripped off in the savings and loan scam. And then, George, there's you. Even when your lies were exposed, even your false connection of Iraq with September 11th, instead of acknowledging the perpetrators were from Saudi Arabia, who happened to be run by friends of yours and business associates, and from Afghanistan, where your father and other kingpins of the CIA not only trained while they were fighting the Soviet Union, but also helped give birth to the modern rise of jihad and holy war and the kind of Islamic fundamentalist fervor that we see has lasted to this day from that particular component of Islam, and became an exposed war criminal. The lies of weapons of mass destruction, all the lies of the pretext of war that were strictly in the pursuit of profits. And it is my will that if you are going to continue to risk the lives of troops for your profits and your greed, then they have to become shareholders, or there will be a place for you in the bowels of the fires of Beelzebub. think about that just before you go to sleep. Your peers are also ultimate failures of the human species, Dickless Cheney, Karl Rove, now under indictment again, and too many others to name. Your daughters, less severe, but their image is quite laughable, and we're having a hoot up there watching them. Closet skanks who blow away the Hollywood screw-ups. So don't talk about the gay agenda or the liberal agenda. Talk about the Christian skank agenda, like your buddies in the Republican Party who talk about outlawing consensual adult sexual behaviors for non-married people and then had a fundraiser at a strip club. Your Puritan posturing and hypocrisy made me vomit lava. You people who act in my name need condoms to masturbate because you don't trust your own hands. Reverend Bookburn's handwriting really fucking sucks. Anyway, so if you want a stitch of hope to save your soul and to save even a stitch of human consciousness in your lifetime, you will do an about face, blow the whistle, speak freely about everything, go on Reverend Bookburn's show, and apologize to the people of the nation and the people of the world, all of whom economies have been fucked, lives have been fucked, culture and freedoms and the last vestiges of the humane societies ravaged, and work diligently to reverse. Otherwise, beware of divine intervention. I'm going to go back now because Mary is preparing to rub my feet.
Okay, thank you, God, for appearing on this show and talking to George W. Numbnuts Bush and Dickless Cheney and Karl Rove and the rest of them. If they're coming through, Witch Hunt is in the background. And wow, the time flew. I think we're going to cut out some of the songs, but we have to do the final stage of celebration of the Leftover Crack Witch Hunt and Mischief Brew show. So let's see, we're going to play Leftover Crack, but it's actually a split CD with between Leftover Crack and Citizen Fish. Let's start with Citizen Fish. And then it's going to go into two tracks by Leftover Crack. This is the wrong CD. Okay, that is better. This is Citizen Fish doing Clear Channel, Fuck Off.
Die! for bigger trucks and fancy cars. Just imagination from the videos burning lights. Running by monotony that captivates the sight. The channel we've been choosing to reach all frigid black and clear. To want to eat and drink and buy and who to hate and fear. Pointed by the fairy tale, a capitalistic dream. Going straight for free and blaming on the winning team.
Remember this one? No, Scotty, not that again.
Hey there, Stiz.
Dictor, I'm glad you can make it. What's going on?
Not a hell of a lot. What's on your mind?
Well, Dave, according to my most recent calculations, and factoring in all of the ignorant sycophant cop callers, there are in excess of a billion police in this world.
Jesus fuck, that's a lot of pigs.
Don't I know it. So, shouldn't we rally folks against this insidious disease?
Yes, and I propose we start with a name change.
Okay, well let's drink to it.
To the good, the bad, and the leftover crack!
And to billions of dead!
Of dying empire odor, and changing the channel won't make that go away. As the veneer of democracy fades away, as the world's downsized until it explodes, as the shanty towns piled behind the malls become visible, as the savages on the other side of the wall break through, as everybody from gun crazy militias to anti-immigrant Nazis to fundamentalist child raping Christians to gangster rappers to community activists to working families just struggle to put food on the table.
Yeah.
George was in the White House watching his TV, chewing on a pretzel and drinking his iced tea, when suddenly he choked and passed out upon the ground. There was a bruise upon his cheek and scratches all around. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day, send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Then the Secret Service came, they took the pretzel in. They kept the pretzel up all night, interrogated him. The pretzel said, I'm innocent, my story you must hear. It wasn't an iced tea he drank, it was an ice cold beer. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Got a lawyer from the ACLU. The media just ate it up. The rumors wildly flew. The president responded in a twisty, wisty way. The pretzel is a terrorist. Send him to Guantanamo Bay. Send George Bush a pretzel. Send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Say that the pretzel was sent here from Iraq. Some say North Korea, they know it for a fact. But the pretzel and the president are brothers, yes they are. No matter what their differences, they both start with PR. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Okay. Now George said send $1 so Afghani kids can eat. But the only thing he sent them was a cluster bombing treat. So if you want to feed them in their starving neighborhood, send George Bush a pretzel and do those kids some good.
You should.
So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him with best wishes and send him on his way. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Send him on his way. Do it, don't delay. Send him on his way.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's not easy being told off by the entire world, including God himself. But I'm on a mission that I have to finish and see all the way through. And that is a mission to develop God's oil and resources for America. Not all of America, but my friends in America. And even though we've been exposed worldwide and in divine presence, I've always done what I felt I had to do as a Bush. And I want that legacy to continue with my good friend and the man who hugs me repeatedly, John McCain. So, I say onward and forward in the same direction. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve that message.
We'll be right back.
None of the Bush administration is not sexy people. None of them. Not even Laura Bush, who I think Laura Bush is pretty, but you know her pussy tastes like Lysol. Do you see why I was disinvited to the Democratic National Convention? Because I'm dangerous. I speak the truth. I know there are a lot of mans in here who have no idea what pussy tastes like. Never had, never will. Okay. Girl, I'm allergic. If I even have a little itty bitty tiny itty bitty piece of pussy, my throat will swell up. Oh, girl, I could die. See, I got my bracelet. I don't want to give the impression that pussy has a pine aftertaste. Better than Barbara Bush. That's just straight up mothballs. That's a mouthful of Ben Gay. That's what that is. My whole face is numb. I'm probably gonna get shot. So enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a real good one. Sunday, August 3rd, 2008, at RadioVolta.org, ReverendBookburn.com, and Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. We have no runner-ups. We just have the recipient of Asshole of the Week himself. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Jim Adkinson. Jim Adkinson is a man in his late 50s, a lifelong loser who decided that his failures in life were due to the liberals running this nation and the gay people, and decided after reading books by Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, and watching a whole lot of Bill O'Reilly, that he needed to attack the liberal agenda, and went into a Unitarian church in Knoxville, Tennessee, shooting several people and killing two. His being a loser would have been sympathetic had he not misdirected his rage and failures so 100% inappropriately. And it is the kind of mentality that we are trying to fight as people lose jobs, lower wages, health care, and see the gutting of the national infrastructure by the system and the criminal regime itself. They're going to be scapegoating single mothers, immigrants, gay people. Hey, where's the fart sounds? No, we need the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week. Yes, we need Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. People will be looking to scapegoat, whether it's single mothers, immigrants, gays, people who like hemp, people who watch porn, people of different races, endless list, all retarded thought and ideas. But this guy was more than a victim of the hate crowd and the bigotry crowd. This was a guy, much like the loser we described in 2005, the limp dick pharmacy tech, who was trying to woo a female book burner by giving her books like The War on Boys, and more like him waging a war on the war on reality. The similar loser crossed the line and acted when he shot up the Unitarian Church in Knoxville, Tennessee. And even though it's giving him an award of this nature while he's down, it is the least that he deserves. And Jim Adkisson, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, now we've heard enough of those songs, of those fart sounds. You heard the Misfits doing 20 Eyes and I Turned Into a Martian. Margaret Cho did Laura and Barbara Bush from her Assassin comedy CD. The Groovy Ghoulies did The Lizard King. Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls did Send George Bush a Pretzel. Leftover Crack did the LOC intro, parenthesis BDC, and Baby Punchers. And Citizen Fish started off with Clear Channel, Fuck Off. And the Citizen Fish and Leftover Crack tracks were from a split CD with both of them on it, entitled Deadline, which is highly recommended. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. The theme tonight was God Speaks to Bush Live. I'd like to thank God for being a live guest again on the show. I think we got him really horny last week when we did O Come Like Old Faithful with Goddess Kitty here. And he wanted to come back and really get into the spirit of things over here. Let's see, write to Reverend Bookburn at Rev Bookburn, with no period, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Check for updates and information and links and goodies and playlists at reverendbookburn.com. YouTube channel, youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace at myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. The next show is in 2 weeks, is on August 17th, and the theme is Martha Stewart's Etiquette Guide for Mopping Floors with Your Pastor's Ass. At the end of August, we will be doing a 40th anniversary celebration of the Yippie Festival of Life in Chicago, of course, 1968, and that will be a show to remember. We're going to play a closing tune and then get out of here. Let's play one by great, great band from Canada. They're on DOA's label, Sudden Death Records, which is at suddendeath.com. And also, they're MySpace friends. And also Canadians like DOA. The band is called Dog Eat Dogma from their Dogzilla CD. This track is entitled Chaos Rex. Good night.
Fire kill. snake.